Welcome back to the Global OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. I hope that each of you had a meaningful and enjoyable Chag. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the eighth day of the month of Sivan. Today, as always, our collective hearts, thoughts and tefillot, our prayers are with our brothers and sisters in Israel. We continue to grieve for the needless and tragic loss of lives thus far in this horrible and bloody conflict, today being its 10th day. Each day we list the name of those who have sadly perished due to this horrible crisis. Ido Avigal, 5 years old, Leah Yomtov, 63, Nila Gervitich, 52, Khalil, 52, and Nadine, 16, Ahwad, Staff Sergeant Omar Taviv, 21, Sumaya Santush, 32, Gershon Franco, 55, Yigal Yoshua, 56, Ilana Cohn, 67, Orly Lirone, 52, and two foreign nationals in their 30s. Unfortunately, I do not have their names. I'd also like to acknowledge the tragic loss of two Jews who died when a bleacher they were standing on collapsed Sunday night, Shavuot already then in Yerushalayim. Their names were Binyamin Rubenstein, 23, and Meir Globerman, he was 13 years old. Well over 100 people have been injured, and that does not include all the emotional trauma which has been caused by this conflict, and to date, thousands of rockets have been launched into southern and central Israel, in addition, several earlier today from Lebanon into northern Israel, although that does seem to be an isolated event. Our collective heartfelt thoughts are with all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, and we pray for an easy and painless recovery for all of those in need, and of course, we pray for lasting peace. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. You can go back to the archives well over a year at ou.org/Tehillim, that's ou.org/Tehillim, and you can get all the archives going all the way back since the first call to as recent as this past week. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the daily call and introduce Rabbi Dr. Jason Weiner of Knesset Israel in Los Angeles, California, to share Divrei Chizuk, which were immediately followed by Rabbi Weiner slowly reciting our now daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaverach, Lecholim, and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weiner.
Thank you. Well, it's always an honor and special privilege and responsibility to be here with you on this call, and just at a time when our tefillot, our prayers are especially needed, especially by our brothers and sisters in Israel and Jews around the world, and we're in a difficult situation, and so our prayers are especially meaningful. And so I wanted to just share an insight from the Sefer Toldos Yaakov. It's the book about the life and the thought of Rav Yaakov Kanievsky, the Stipler Gaon. That's the father of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita. And, you know, sometimes we focus on different aspects of prayer, and there's different questions about when it's appropriate to say which prayers and when and how, why. But then there's just times like we're in right now when we just feel a need to call out to God, to reach out to our Creator on behalf of the people of Israel and the soldiers of the IDF, of everyone in the world who's suffering and afraid right now, who we just feel the need to call out to God. And so sometimes when we wonder about the efficacy of our prayers, you know, this little statement of Rav Kanievsky, the Stipler, gives me a lot of chizuk, gives me a lot of strength. He asks a simple question: what impact do our prayers have? sometimes we don't see immediately the impact they have. And he tells us that there's five reasons why we should always daven with all of our hearts at a time of need. And I'll read it to you. I'll read it to you in Hebrew, and I'll translate. He writes, he says as follows, Tekilas Yaakov, he was known as. He says, Kishimispalim al-chola, b'machla kasher rachman aslan. Let's say, for example, we're davening for a person who's sick with a very severe illness. Asher b'derech ha-teva lo nira sikui l'refua. And it seems that according to medicine, there's not even a chance for recovery. And sometimes we feel this way also in broader issues, with political issues that are happening in the world. It's not only about illness, but of course that's where it comes up most frequently. And sometimes we feel, God forbid, that maybe our prayers are not having an impact. So he says, Zetaus, this is a mistake. And here's five reasons why. He says, first, even if there's been some kind of a decree from God about what's supposed to happen, you never know in what way that gezeirah that God has decided has to happen. And maybe our prayers can make it happen in a smoother, in an easier, in a softer way. Maybe if we're talking about a patient, they'll suffer less. Maybe the situation doesn't have to be as bad as it feels like it is through our prayers, and our prayers can lighten that burden. So that's why it's important to pray. Number two, base. Sometimes, let's say someone is dying, God forbid, but we never know, our prayers might extend their life somewhat. It might have somewhat of an impact. And every moment of life is more precious than pearls. We don't know how to determine the value of every moment of life, and so if our prayers can have the impact to even extend life by a few minutes, it's worthwhile to have said those prayers. And there's another reason. Number three, he says, afilu cherev chadam unachas al tzvar shel adam, even if a sharpened sword is on one's neck, al yishayish ben arachman, the Gemara says, don't give up from God's mercy. We never know how bad things might look. They can get better. They can get much better. Yeshua Hashem Karafayim, God's salvation can come just in a moment. Kvar shemanu harbe mikarim shenisrapu bechaste shemayim amarubim. That people have been healed. The situations have gotten better when they seem to be at their worst through God's mercy. And so we should never give up and know that our prayers can always have an impact. Number four, he says, even more than that. Gami matfilos lo paul lubiachas lechola. Let's say we're praying for one specific individual. And unfortunately, it seems that our prayers were not answered in the way we wanted them to be answered. Nevertheless, our prayers, the fact that we stopped to say Tehillim, to daven, to pray for an individual, it gave that individual merits. God appreciates that others stopped to pray for that person. So even if the prayers weren't answered in the way that we thought they should have been answered, still, in some way, Mishumsha al yado nigram yishehudish palalu the oruach meshamayim, since Jews gathered to pray and awaken heavenly mercy, no seif lo zechuyos olam haba. It helps in olam haba. It does help the person we were davening for, even in ways we can't fathom. It helps the people and the country that we're davening for. Lifamim zechuyos elu ozos lo lahatzil es tetaav habayim mikol mine marin bishin. And maybe in some ways it might even help their descendants in future years. It has certain schus avos that we kind of implant into their family. That even if we're praying for one person and we don't see in the ways that our prayers are answered, it doesn't only help that person in Olam Haba, it helps their family and their descendants to come in ways that we can't fathom. So it's still worthwhile to pray. And he says even more than that. Another reason why we should always turn to prayer in times of tzara, in times of difficulty, like we're in right now as a people. Novad koze vaday ozra tefilos b'shatam lepol har b'yeshuos. We know that no matter what we see and what we perceive to be the result of our prayers, at the time when we say the prayers, they will have an impact in some way to bring Yeshuos, to bring salvation, to bring mercy and kindness from God, the chlal or the prat, in general and for an individual. Asid lavo yizgalelanu hakol kamatovos Yeshuos nigrimu al yedei kol tefila v'tefila shel kol echad v'yachad. And one day, in the future, we will find out how our prayers were answered. It always reminds me when I read this, when I was in high school, and I'm sure many of you remember this, we were saying a prayer for an Israeli soldier who had been captured, and Jews around the world were davening for him. And unfortunately, after a few days of, Tehillim rallies and prayers and learning on his behalf, it turned out that this particular soldier did not survive. And I still remember at the funeral, I remember we watched the funeral, and the father got up and he said, "I have a message for all the Jews around the world that were praying for my son." He said, "There's many amazing things that happened here in Israel in the last few days. There's many accidents and attempted terrorist attacks that almost happened, and many Jews' lives who were saved in these past few days. And I want you to know that even if your prayers didn't save my son, they definitely saved Jews here in Israel. They definitely had an impact in ways that we can't fathom." And so one day, we believe, the Stipler concludes, we will find out in which ways our prayers had an impact. We say the prayers with specific intentions and specific goals, and we hope that they will be answered in the ways that we say them. But we know we have a promise that they will have an impact in some way. And we'll find out. We will find out when we understand why all the horrible things have happened in the world, when there is Yeshua Hashem, when Mashiach comes, when there's a better day. And so we just keep davening for that better day. We keep davening for Refuah Shlema, for all of the cholim, for all those who are not well. They should have a speedy recovery. For all those in harm's way, they should be protected and safe. And those doing God's work, those teaching Torah, those defending the state of Israel in the IDF, those around the world advocating on behalf of the Jewish people, they should all be blessed. They should have strength to be able to withstand the struggles they're facing right now. We should just know peace, a world of peace, of unity, and health for everyone. And so to that end, we'll start with Psalm 20, Tehillim Chaf. Lam natzeach mizmor leDavid, yan charanei biyom tzara, yisagevcha shem leYaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh mitzion yitzadeka, yizkor kol minchosecha, velasecha yidash nesela, yitein lecha afil vavecha, v'choas hasecha yimalehe, niranen avishua secha, v'shem eloheinu nigdol, Yimale Adonai kol mishalo secha. Ata yadati ki hoshir Adonai mishicho. Yanehu mishmei kadsho. Begvurus yeshi minoho. Eile varecha ve'ele besusim. Vanachnu b'shem Adonai elhinu nazkir. Hei makaru v'nafalu. Vanachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Yaneinu V'yom Kareinu. We turn to Psalm 23, Tehillim Chaf Gimel. Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Roi Lo Echzar Binosteh SheYarbitzeini Almei Menuchos Yenaleini Nafshi Yishovev Yancheini V'maglei Tzedek Laman Shemo. Gam ki elech begeit salma ves, lo ira ra, ki atay madi. Shiv techa mishan techa, heima yinachamuni. Taroch lefanei shulchan neged tzorai, tishanta v'shemen roshi, kosi revayai. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayai. V'shavti b'veis Adonai le'orech yamim. We turn now to Psalm 121, Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shir l'malos, esoi noye le'arim, me'ayin yavo Ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, osei shemayim va'aret. Al yitein lamot raglecha. Al yanum shomrecha, hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilecha, yad yeminecha, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach balayla, Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai yishmor tzeitzecha v'echa, me'ata v'yad olam. And we conclude with Psalm 130, Tehillim Kuflamed. Shir hamalos mimamakim kirasicha Adonai, Adonai shema v'koli, Tihiena znecha kashuvos lekol tachanunai. Im avanos tishmorya Adonai miyamod. Kihim chaslicha leman tivarehe. Kivisi Adonai kivisa nafshi. Velidvaro chalti nafshi ladonai mishomrim laboker. Shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai. Ki im Adonai chesed varbei mofidus. Vehu yifdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. And the Misha Berach for Cholim, you can turn in any names when I pause. Misha Berach, Avosena, Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, David, Shlomo, Hu Yevarech, V'Yirapiasa Cholim. Ba'avur, Sha'anachin, Mispalim, Ba'avuram, V'scharzeh, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yimali Rachamim Aleihem, Lachalimam, Laraposam, Lachazikam, Lachayosam, Vishlach lahem mehera refua shalemim nashamayim, lechol evarehem, lechol gidehem, besoch sha'ar chole Yisrael, refua sa nefesh, refua sa guf, hashta ba'agala vizman kariv, benomar, amen. With appreciation to the OU and to all of you for davening for everyone, you should hear Yeshuos, besuros tovos, Yeshuos and nechamos. You should just hear good news and God's salvation speedily. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Weiner. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, the tova, for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we'll hear words of inspiration from Rabbi David Shelby of Ava the Ava in Brooklyn, New York. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone, especially our brothers and sisters in Israel, a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.